This is Lauren Metzger, Exhibitions and Marketing Director over at the AHA School for the Arts, here doing an interview for Telluride Inside and Out. My guest today is Jody Pounds, Executive Director for the AHA School for the Arts. Jody, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Lauren.
So I know that we would love that there's a ton of planning that goes into the summer season over at the AHA School. And I've already done an interview with Amy Barber, our curriculum director, about the extensive kids offerings we have this summer. So I'd like to now focus on the adult programs. What sort of balance are we trying to strike with the schedule?
Well, you know, I think that our primary motivation in coming up with our summer schedule for adults is just responding to what people like and what we see that they enjoy and benefit from. And I think that's our main guiding principle. And, you know, I think in general we're able to offer a good breadth of offerings. And then also, I think increasingly we want to keep offering depth in each of those categories so that if you have a real passion in painting or a passion for ceramics, that we can offer you something new each year that really helps you deepen your practice.
I'm always excited about our offerings in the summer. I want to take, like, every one of them.
You know, I wish we had the time. I feel the same way. That's what I love about AHA, too, because I'm not an artist. I feel like I'm a creative person, and I love the arts, and this feels like a place where I can actually take a class and not feel, you know, intimidated or, you know, I feel like I'm really welcomed and cultivated in terms of my creativity without having to really think of myself as an artist, you know, per se.
Which is huge for people just wanting to dabble and kind of discover their creative passions. It's very important to create an environment like that, and I agree that the AHA does do that. How are the how are the instructors selected, and what qualities and qualifications do people look for?
I think that, you know, our instructors, there are a lot of instructors that we have that are just popular and well-loved in our artistic community year after year, and I think looking at who those people are and what they embody helps us choose new instructors to bring into the fold. And, you know, when I look around at people like Bruce Gomez and Robert Weatherford and Flair Robinson, I think part of what we were just talking about is something that they cultivate, which is that openness and that experience of allowing you to become creative and express yourself in a new way. And so I think each instructor, I mean, obviously they're very talented in their medium, but also I think at the AHA, it's, you know, in addition to being competent in your medium and being a good instructor, you know, competent at teaching, that it's sort of that third element that's kind of intangible that is what makes this place fun, that it's accessible, that it's creative and open and playful. And I think all of our instructors kind of embrace that philosophy. There isn't anyone here that's, we're not cultivating an atmosphere of strict or judgment or, you know, I'm thinking of those adjectives that sort of describe when you feel under pressure, and that's not really what we're doing here.
Well, those old favorites, you did mention three of my favorite instructors and artists. are they returning this summer?
They
are. And are there any others?
Yes. Bruce Gomez is teaching his summer landscape pastel class. Robert Weatherford is teaching painting from within. Flair Robinson is teaching a mixed media mosaics class. So all three of those, I think, are classes and instructors that people will recognize and love, and you can learn something new each time you come. And then also Susie Billings, who's doing collage journaling, which I think will be really interesting and fun. And Shauna Moore is coming back to teach encaustics, and she was really popular, it sounds like, and a great instructor, and I think, you know, people will recognize some of those names in classes and want to come back.
And then new and different things that we're offering this summer, too. I think people have a lot of surprises they'll see in the catalog.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's really fun. I mean, this will be my first summer, so it's all new to me, but there are a few things that I think are going to be especially exciting for people here in Telluride that they've never had an opportunity to do before. One thing is that during the plein air festival, we'll have a couple of instructors doing plein air classes both before and after the festival, and one is Deborah Paris, who does these beautiful luminous landscapes. And then we also have in some other categories, non-painting categories, some really interesting things. For example, Jill Vegas is an HGTV designer, and she is coming here to do a speed decorating class, which I think sounds really, really fun, and she's just this super dynamic personality that I think will be really, really engaging, and so we're excited to have her come. And also, we've partnered with Blues and Brews Festival. We're going to have an AHA Backstage Pass class, which is photography for the Blues and Brews Festival, and you'll be instructed by both a local photographer and the hired photographer for the festival, and have instruction before the festival happens and then some backstage access during the festival to really capture the moment. So I think that's going to be super fun.
I'm so excited about that one. As Barry, the hired photographer, he is constantly contributing to Rolling Stone and Entertainment Weekly and Spin Magazine. He's shot everybody from Paul McCartney to Britney Spears. So I think that's going to be such an amazing opportunity for our students. I'm really excited about that one.
Oh, me too. It's incredible. And, you know, again, he seems to be one of those instructors who has that third element. He's very excited about it. And I think, you know, that's really inspiring for us because, you know, I think the students will really see somebody who's working at the top of their profession, doing what they love and sharing that knowledge, you know, on the ground. So it's good.
That really is kind of describes all of our instructors.
Yep.
It's pretty special.
Yep.
And then I know that we have a bunch of open studios that are going to be new this summer for people just to come and drop in and kind of dabble as they wish. Can you tell me a little bit more about those?
Yeah, that's another really exciting thing. I mean, I think, you know, again, what really guides us is we're trying to give the Telluride community, you know, creative experiences that they want. And so kind of thinking through that and talking with people, I think we all were hearing here at the AHA that it's nice to be able to drop in, to be creative sort of when you feel like it and not so much have to plan it out. And that makes sense to me as sort of a, you know, person who likes to be spontaneous.
Yeah.
I don't have to think, oh, okay, let me have a regimented schedule for my creativity. But instead, wouldn't it be nice if, you know, the Telluride community could use the depot like their own private studio, you know, and come in. And, you know, we all live in these small apartments, so it's nice to be able to just come over and have studio space. So we've got some time set up that will be in different mediums. We're going to have a Saturday morning, which will be open studio, and it'll be painting, and probably we'll add some collage elements so that, you know, if you're not a painter, you can still create. But stop by in the morning and come, you know, it'll be open, I think, between 9 and noon every morning. And then we'll also have a separate room where kids can do creative activities. We'll probably have, it sounds like, I hope that this will be in place, but Allie Crilly will be doing a painting club for kids, and she's really great, and kids love her, and the work that they do in her class is wonderful. And she'll be teaching kids who are 7 and up, and then we'll also have an instructor who's available to do some other projects that are a little less intensive for kids who are 7 and under. So it's a nice day where whether you have kids or not, you as an adult can come and create. And if you bring your kid, they can also create. So I think that'll be really fun. And then Tuesday evenings we have open studio in our ceramic room.
That's been really popular.
Yeah, it's been so popular because it's such a fun hands-on medium and really relaxing and sort of can be kind of meditative. So Tuesday evenings are open for that. And then one of our, you know, most beloved instructors, Robert Weatherford. His class called Painting from Within has just been extraordinarily popular for years and years.
I've taken it 3 times.
Like, you keep going. I see.
You can. It's a must repeat class.
Well,
always get something new out of
it. Every week, Lauren, because Robert is offering the class on a drop-in basis every Wednesday morning. And so that'll be between 9:30 and 12:30 every Wednesday morning. You can come in, drop in. If you've never taken the class before, that's great. If you've taken it 3 times like Lauren, that's great. You know, you can come in and enjoy his insight and really explore, you know, Painting from Within with Robert on Wednesdays. And then finally on Wednesday evenings, we're going to have Canvas and Cocktails.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, I know. Automatically, I'm in. That's like 2 words I really love. And so it's just a night to come by. It's from 7 to 9. We'll have painting supplies and some instruction, not in a formal way. We'll just be there to help you. Just have fun, socialize, and in a non-intimidating environment, just hang out and create something.
Brilliant. Brilliant. So, like, almost every day of the week I can come to AHA, and if I'm in the mood, and have the opportunity to express myself creatively. I think
yes.
It's fantastic. Fantastic. And then, of course, we have to ask the question about the auction.
Oh, yeah.
This year is July 20th. It is our 20th year, and I know people are always interested in knowing how the auction does fit into our big picture.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. This will be my first auction for the AHA that I've ever attended, and it's really exciting. There's a lot of buzz around it already, and we're in the, you know, in the planning phase, so it's going to be fun. We're going to have we have a great theme. It's Joie de Vie, Cirque d'AHA, sort of a Cirque du Soleil theme. And it's an important event, obviously, because it's our single largest fundraising event. It really keeps our doors open. So I can't sort of overemphasize like how critically important it is for us. So from our perspective, that's what it means. It means being able to do our work for another year. But we always want to make sure that for everyone here in Telluride, it doesn't have that weighty feel, but instead
it's just a really fun party.
Yeah, really fun event. Please don't worry or cry for us, Argentina. You know, we want it to be fun, and it definitely will be. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, in talking with you, Lauren, and in talking with, you know, the artists in our community, we wanted to make sure that this year we were even more than in past years honoring and really respecting our artist community, because really they sustain us by donating their artwork, which then we auction off. And we hope that that's a reciprocal relationship, that then we support them in terms of, you know, being instructors here and exhibiting their work and cultivating the creative life here in Telluride. So it's really sort of a win-win relationship, and we wanted to add something more this year. So we're actually, instead of just having artwork that's auctioned off on a single night at the auction, we're going to have an auction show, which will be an exhibit that's up for the month of July. We're going to open the exhibit on the first Thursday, which is July 5th, and then, of course, it'll culminate on the night of the auction, July 20th. But all of the donated works will be up in our gallery, and bidding will be able to start early in the month, and people, you know, the Telluride community will get to see the works again and again, and if you have a favorite piece that you're kind of thinking of bidding on, you'll have some time to kind of take a look and live with it a little bit, and then decide if it's something that you can't live without and that you want to bid on. So I think it's a win-win-win, because the AHA is going to have a gorgeous exhibit up. The artists are going to have exposure for their work for a lot longer, and then the community is going to get to enjoy the pieces also throughout the month. So I think it's going to be a good kind of way to switch it up for us.
I do too, especially as July is one of our busiest months here in Telluride and in the AHA school. So visitors and second homeowners and locals alike will really be able to be exposed to all of the amazing creativity and talent that this this town houses, and come out, and, you know, they do come out and support the AHA. So I think it's going to be a brilliant exhibit.
I so agree. I'm really excited. I can't just wait to kind of see what artworks come our way this year. I know every year it's amazing.
It is. I'm overwhelmed every year. Every year I'm like, there's so much talent and there's so much love and support for the AHA, and it just is a gift to be on the receiving end of it, at least collecting it.
So true. I'm
well,
excited.
Jody, thank you so much for your time today and kind of giving everyone an overview of all the exciting things that are coming up in the AHA this summer.
Well,
it gives us something to look forward to in the off season.
I know. Well, we'll be getting all of this stuff done for you guys in the off season.
Exactly. Our off season is quite busy. Well, thank you again for your time. And again, this is Lauren Metzger, Marketing and Curriculum Director over at the AHA School for Telluride Inside and Out.